East Coast Breakfast.
We are joined by Marko Djuricic, originally from Joburg, and his girlfriend, Danielle Ruert, from Nelspruit. And the couple met while studying at the University of Pretoria. And now they live in Laveno Mombello in Italy.
Some Italians have a way of, if they don't hear it how they normally hear it, they get very confused. So you've got to put in that extra accent.
So like an Italian will say to you, where are you living? You say, Laveno. They say, perché? Laveno. Perché? I don't know what you're saying. Laveno. Oh, Laveno. That's you living there.
Exactly.
What's the biggest difference? Like, how does it compare to home?
In South Africa, people can be really, really welcoming from the get-go and kind of like very friendly and talkative. Whereas here, they kind of take a while to open up. So like when you go for coffee and you're like, how are you doing? They kind of look at you like, oh.
Then they're not expecting to be asked how their day is.
Yeah. And then they're actually really excited to chat to you and get to know you. And they always ask like, how is South Africa? So like once I feel like you get to know the people, they're very, very friendly. Whereas South Africans, I feel like we're always friendly.
But like our Italian's not 100% just yet, but we've been learning and it's been improving constantly. But especially when you speak to people and they see that you're learning the language and stuff, they're very accommodating and excited to try and also improve their own English.
So why the move? What inspired the move from Joburg or Nelspruit to Laveno Mombello?
So I have I've got family that lives here, and after having studied at the University of Pretoria, I've been an avid football player my entire life. After playing, I thought, you know, I'd come here for like a gap year and play and live near my grandparents because they live in this little town. So it's allowed me to also be here with family and improve on my own Italian and things. And I've been seeing where football takes me at the moment. Yeah, I was very fortunate enough to have a girlfriend who's willing to also expand her horizons to Europe.
What are some of the cultural differences or local traditions?
I've got one big one for us, and that's the coffee culture here. Very different. You are not allowed to have a cappuccino after like 11, 11:30 because it is a breakfast drink here. Takeaway coffees aren't really the biggest thing for it. It's for them, it's more you have here. We have them, you drink them straight away. You don't get your nice big cup and then walk away somewhere and walk around with it.
And I would also say that the other thing is I find in South Africa, we're very like go, go, go. And there's a lot happening and a lot of places that you can see and places that are open. Whereas here, normally every day from around like 12, 12:30 till about 3 p.m., all the shops close. So if I'm on my lunch break and I want to go buy something, I have to wait until probably like 5 o'clock. Wow. Because then they open again at like 3, and then they'll be open till like 7. So it's a very different
La dolce coffee. Vita.
Yeah.
Enjoy life. Take it slow.
Fabulous. Guys, Danielle and Marko, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. And all the best with you guys.
Thank you so much for calling and chatting with us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
I just want to add thank you so much for you guys' show. It really keeps us going, especially in the cold. We always listen to East Coast Radio. So
Last year in December and stuff, when we were hoping, we weren't sure if we'd be able to come back home or not. And that because of schedules and ticket prices and things. We were listening a lot to the show and we had a lot of homesickness coming on.
Shame, man.
But in the best way possible.
But in the best way possible, yeah.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.